We come now to case number 7, which is a multiple encounter. I'm not going to tell you the topics covered in this session because I want you to act as a candidate in training to the real candidate portrayed here by anticipating the candidate's responses to the examiner. As you listen, notice how the candidate moves from one patient to another. A brief assessment is conducted on each patient as he or she is presented to the candidate. Once the candidate has been introduced to each patient and has determined the need for initial stabilization or treatment, the examiner leads him back to the first patient for the next assessment. The candidate rotates through these patients in 3 stages: an introductory stage, followed by a data gathering stage, and ending with a specific diagnostic and therapeutic stage. This is a typical pattern in the multiple encounter situation. Let's listen now as the examiner presents the first patient to the candidate.
Your patient is a 6-year-old boy brought to the emergency department by his parents. The chief complaint is difficulty breathing. Vital signs are blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse 115, respirations 30, and temperature 99. You may begin.
As I walk up to this boy, what do I see?
A thin Caucasian child sitting on a cart, leaning forward slightly, and in obvious respiratory distress. His mother is standing beside him.
Hello, I'm Dr. Johnson. What is your name?
Tommy Wilson.
Is Tommy wheezing?
Yes, he is.
Are there any retractions, or does he use accessory muscles?
No.
I'd like to talk to his mother. Mrs. Wilson, does Tommy have asthma?
Yes, he does. He's been in the emergency department before. They usually give him a breathing treatment, and that makes him breathe much easier.
I'd like to listen to his chest. What do I hear on auscultation?
There is diffuse expiratory wheezing with scattered ronchi.
Is there any dullness or tympani on percussion?
No.
I'd like the nurse to place Tommy on a pulse oximeter and to let me know what his baseline oxygen saturation is.
Done. It's 95%.
I'd like to place Tommy on 4 liters of oxygen per nasal cannula and check a peak expiratory flow on him.
It's 100 liters per minute. Is there anything else you would like to do for him?
Yes, I'd like to give him a breathing treatment. How much does Tommy weigh?
About 55 pounds.
Have the respiratory therapist give him albuterol by nebulization, 2.5 milligrams.
That is being given. The admitting clerk comes in the room and tells you there is a young black man at the desk asking for something for his headache. He does not want to see a doctor.
I'd like to go to the waiting room and talk to him. What is his name?
I think his first name is Ben.
Ben, my name is Dr. Johnson. Have you had headaches before?
I have them all the time, Doc, but they always go away. This one won't quit. Can I have something for it?
Perhaps we can give you something, Ben, but I'd like to take a closer look at you first. Why don't you just...
I don't have any insurance, Doc, and I really can't afford a doctor's bill. Can't you just give me something for the pain? I have a little cash here, and I
just... Don't worry about the money, Ben. I just want to take a quick look at you before I give you any medicine.
Well, all right, Doc, but I got to have something for this headache. The nurse interrupts you and says that an EMT is on the radio and wants to talk to you.
Okay, this is Dr. Johnson. Go ahead.
Dr. Johnson, we have a 71-year-old lady on board who's unconscious. She was found on the porch of her home by a neighbor. We have an oral airway in, and she's on 6 liters O2. What else do you want us to do?
What are the vital signs?
Blood pressure is 106 over 80, pulse 65, and respirations 12.
Does she tolerate the oral airway?
Yes, she does.
Is this a basic, intermediate, or advanced unit?
The ambulance personnel are basic EMTs.
Have you taken spinal immobilization precautions?
Yes, we have her on a backboard and in a stiff neck collar with sandbags on both sides of the collar. We've also placed chin and forehead straps.
What is your ETA?
About 3 minutes. The nurse tells you that it's been 20 minutes since Tommy Wilson received his breathing treatment and he doesn't seem to be any better.
I'd like to check another peak expiratory flow rate on him.
It's 115 liters per minute.
Is there any change on auscultation?
There is slight improvement of the wheezing.
I'd like to check his ears, nose, and throat.
The TMs are negative. Nasal mucosa is congested but not injected. The pharynx is pale and dry.
Is the neck exam normal?
What are you looking for?
Subcutaneous emphysema, cervical adenopathy, and the position of the trachea.
The trachea is midline and there is no subcutaneous emphysema. There is some shoddy anterior cervical adenopathy.
Mrs. Wilson, has Tommy had a cold or cough lately?
Oh, just a slight cold, that's all.
Does he take any medication for his asthma?
He takes Proventil syrup.
How long has he been wheezing?
For about a day.
Did you give him any Preventil today?
Yes, I gave him a half teaspoonful a couple of hours ago.
Has Tommy ever been on steroids before?
No, I don't think so.
I'd like to give Tommy another albuterol neb, and I'd like the nurse to start an IV of D5.45 normal saline and run it at 66 cc's per hour.
Anything else?
Yes, I'd like to give him 50 milligrams of methylprednisolone, PO.
That's being done. The nurse tells you that the patient with a headache, Ben, is ready to be examined.
What are his vital signs?
His blood pressure is 210 over 140, pulse 72, respiration 16, and temperature 98.6.
Ben, your blood pressure is very high. Has it been some time since you've seen your doctor?
I don't have a doctor, and what's this about my blood pressure?
It may be causing your headaches. Have you had any other symptoms? Dizziness, vomiting, chest pain?
Well, when I sneeze, my head feels like it's exploding, and I don't see very well either.
You mean your vision is blurry, or are you actually seeing double?
It's kind of blurred.
I'd like to examine this patient now. Is the neck supple?
Yes, it is.
I'll need to perform a detailed eye exam.
What are you looking for?
First, I would note pupil size and reactivity. Then I would check the extraocular muscles. On fundoscopic exam, I'd look for hemorrhages, exudates, and papilledema.
The pupils are normal in size. They are equal and reactive to light and accommodation. On fundoscopic exam, there are linear and flame hemorrhages, hard exudates, and papilledema bilaterally.
How about the heart and lung sounds?
Heart sounds are normal. There are a few rows at the lung bases posteriorly. The nurse wants to know if you want her to do anything. She'd like to do it now before the ambulance arrives.
Yes, place this patient on a cardiac monitor and pulse oximetry, start an IV of normal saline to keep open, and put him on 4 liters of oxygen per nasal cannula. Oh, and as you start the IV, draw blood for lab.
Anything else?
Yes, start an infusion of sodium nitroprusside and place an automatic blood pressure cuff on him. Check his blood pressure every 5 minutes.
Tell the nurse how to prepare and administer a nitroprusside drip infusion.
Dissolve 50 milligrams nitroprusside in 500 cc's D5W. Then wrap the bottle with aluminum foil or cover it with a paper bag. Administer the solution with an infusion pump. The initial infusion rate is 0.5 micrograms per kilogram per minute. The rate can be increased as needed to control pressure. The maximum infusion rate is 10 micrograms per kilogram per minute.
The blood has been drawn. What do you want to order?
A CBC, glucose, lights, BUN, and creatinine.
Do you want any other diagnostic studies done?
Well, I should probably get a UA, ECG, and a chest X-ray.
The ambulance has arrived, and the nurse would like you to take a look at this elderly lady. She's on a backboard, the cervical spine is immobilized, and an oral airway is in place. She has 6 liters O2 running per nasal cannula, and her blood pressure is 102 over 60, pulse 62, and respirations 10.
Is she still tolerating the oral airway?
Yes.
Is there any evidence of mid-facial trauma or basilar skull fracture?
No.
Then I'll intubate her.
Your patient is intubated.
Do I hear breath sounds on both sides of the chest?
Yes, you do.
Can I feel a radial pulse?
The radial pulse is present but weak, and her wrist feels cool.
Is there any evidence of injury to the wrist, hand, or arm?
Such as?
Swelling, deformity, crepitus, or discoloration?
The wrist, hand, and arm are cool, but there is no swelling, deformity, crepitus, or discoloration.
Start an IV on this patient in a forearm vein with a 16-gauge catheter. Normal saline is fine. Keep open only. Draw blood for lab first and do an AccuCheck.
The AccuCheck machine is broken.
Well, then, give her a 50 cc bolus of D50W and 2 milligrams of Narcan IV. Also, put her on a cardiac monitor and show me a strip.
Here's the rhythm strip.
The rhythm is sinus, although the rate is a bit slow, about 65. I'd like an ECG on her.
Do you want anything else?
Yes. I'll need a portable lateral C-spine film and also a chest film. And have the lab do a CBC, glucose, lights, BUN, and creatinine. Better get some blood gases, too. And place her on a pulse oximeter. Is there any response to the glucose and Narcan?
No.
Is there anyone here who can give me some information on this patient?
Just the EMTs.
Ask them to stick around a few minutes. I'd like to examine her now. Is there any evidence of head injury? Any swelling, bruises, hemotympanum, etc.?
There is no evidence of head injury.
Is there any unusual breath odor?
No.
What is the patient's name?
Mrs. Jones.
Is there any response when I call her name?
No.
Is there any reaction to painful stimuli?
There is facial grimacing and movement of her extremities.
Is there any facial or extremity asymmetry?
No.
Is there a positive Babinski?
No.
Are the pupils normal size and are they equal and reactive to light?
Yes, they are.
And the fundi?
Essentially normal.
As I listen to the heart sounds, are there any murmurs, gallops, or rubs?
No.
Any rels or ronchi on chest auscultation?
No.
I'd like this patient to be completely undressed. Also, insert a Foley catheter and send a urine specimen to the lab for your analysis. And put down an NG tube and lavage the stomach. Check for occult blood and send a specimen for a stat tox screen. While that's being done, I'd like to talk to the EMTs.
Go ahead.
Can you tell me anything about the circumstances of this event? Is there any evidence that she might have overdosed?
We don't think so, Doc. We think she went out to the porch to get some firewood. There wasn't anything else out there, and it was cold in the house. Oh, a neighbor, the one who found her, said that she hadn't been feeling well for the last several days.
Did she say what was wrong with her?
Only that she complained that she had to go to the bathroom all the time.
I'd like to go back to this patient now. Is she undressed?
Yes, and the nurse tells you that she put a blanket on her because she was shivering.
Does the patient's skin feel cool or cold all over?
Yes.
Take her temperature and use a rectal probe that is calibrated to detect a subnormal temp.
That is being done. Tommy Wilson has had his second breathing treatment and he seems to be doing better. Would you like to check him again?
Yes. How are his lung sounds now?
There are a few scattered wheezes. The boy says he feels a lot better.
I'd like to check another peak flow on him.
It's 155.
Good. How long has it been since his last treatment?
About 30 minutes.
I'd like Tommy to have another albuterol neb.
The nurse comes in and tells you that the nitroprusside drip has been running on Ben and his pressure is coming down. It's now 190 over 130. His headache is beginning to go away and he would like to go home.
Okay, is any of his lab work back?
Well, here's his CBC, urine, and chemistry reports.
CBC is unremarkable. Urine has a few red cells and a trace of protein. Glucose is normal. Lights are okay. But the BUN and creatinine are both elevated.
Here's the ECG and chest X-ray.
The ECG shows evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy and strain, but there's no injury pattern or evidence of ischemia. The chest X-ray appears normal and... No, that's not quite right. The lungs are clear, but the heart is enlarged, particularly the left ventricle.
Can Ben go home? He says he feels better.
I need to talk to Ben. Ben, we have to talk about your blood pressure.
The nurse says it's coming down, Doc, and I sure do feel better.
Ben, your blood pressure is very high, and it's done some damage to your heart and kidneys. We need to admit you to the hospital, run some tests, and get you started on medication you can take once you're home.
Oh, no, Doc, I can't do that. This is costing me a fortune already.
I'll have someone from social services talk to you about that while you're in the hospital.
Ben gets off the cart and starts to pull out his IV. At the same time, the nurse tells you that Mrs. Jones' rectal temp is 93.5 and some of her lab work is back.
Ben, I'll tell you what. Leave that IV in so that you can get the rest of that medicine. You really need it. In the meantime, I'll have someone from social services come talk to you now and see if we can't work something out.
Ben agrees to do this. What about Mrs. Jones?
You said her temp was 93.5, is that right?
Yes.
Place her on a heating blanket and cover her with warm blankets.
Anything else?
Ask the respiratory tech to give her warmed, humidified oxygen. By the way, are her blood gases back?
Yes, they are. Other lab workers back, too.
The white count is 15,000. Urine is positive for white cells, white cell casts, protein, glucose, and bacteria. The electrolytes are low, particularly the potassium. And her serum glucose is 1,200 milligrams per cent. Now, let me look at the blood gases and see if she's acidotic. No, she isn't. I think I should get a serum acetone, though, and also a serum osmolarity.
The nurse wants to know if you want her to do anything else.
Yes, she needs potassium, and her IV fluids need to be warmed. Add 20 milliequivalents of potassium chloride to a liter of normal saline, heat it to 109 degrees, and infuse it over 1 hour.
Anything else?
Oh, yes, insulin. Start an insulin drip at 5 units per hour. Be sure to use an IVAC or constant infusion pump, and recheck her glucose and potassium in 2 hours.
The C-spine film, chest X-ray, and ECG are back.
They're normal. Did I order anything else?
A serum acetone. Did you want something else?
Yes, I'd like a urine gram stain and culture.
That has been ordered. Mrs. Wilson says Tommy is feeling better. She would like to take him home.
I'd like to check Tommy again. How are the lung sounds now?
They are clear.
And his peak expiratory flow rate?
It's 185 liters per minute.
Mrs. Wilson, Tommy is doing better and can go home now, but you need to increase his dose of Proventil syrup to 1 teaspoonful every 8 hours. And I'm going to give you a prescription for Prilone that I want Tommy to take for the next 4 days.
What's that?
It's a steroid. It will help decrease the inflammation in Tommy's lungs. Give him 2 teaspoonsful, or 30 milligrams, every morning for 4 days.
Mrs. Wilson understands your instructions. The social worker wants to talk to you about Ben. She doesn't think he needs financial assistance. He has a job and can afford outpatient care.
But he has to be admitted to the hospital, and he doesn't have any insurance.
Well, why can't he go home? He says he feels fine now.
This patient has malignant hypertension with evidence of cardiac and kidney damage. He needs a thorough evaluation, and his blood pressure will need to be controlled with oral antihypertensive agents before he leaves the hospital.
The social worker says she'll arrange for financial assistance for the patient. Mrs. Jones is starting to move around on the cart, and her temp is now 96 degrees. Here is her urine gram stain.
Well, it looks like we're dealing with E. coli. She's going to need an antibiotic. Give her 400 milligrams of Cipro IV.
Do you want to do anything else with her?
Yes, I better check her again and examine her more closely. What are her vital signs?
Blood pressure 116 over 76, pulse 74, respirations 14, and temperature 96 degrees rectally.
Is there any response when I call her name?
She opens her eyes.
The neck is supple?
Yes.
I'd better reassess the airway. Does she tolerate the endotracheal tube, and are the breath sounds equal bilaterally?
The answer is yes to both of your questions. The nurse wants to know if you want to talk to Mrs. Jones' family doctor.
Yes, I would. In the meantime, I'll finish my exam of this patient. How about the abdomen? Is it soft without guarding or rebound? Are there any masses or organomegaly?
The abdominal exam is unremarkable on palpation.
I think I should check this lady more carefully for evidence of injury. Are there any bruises, abrasions, or other markings on the skin, over the trunk, or extremities? I'd like her to be rolled on her side so I can check her back, too.
There is no evidence of injury by inspection.
Do I find anything on palpation?
No, you do not. Here are the results of the lab tests you ordered a few minutes ago.
Serum acetone is negative, and the serum osmolarity is 400.
Mrs. Jones' doctor, Dr. White, is on the phone.
Dr. White, this is Dr. Johnson. Your patient, Mrs. Jones, is in the emergency department. She was found unconscious on her porch. Her serum glucose is 1,200 milligrams per cent. She is not ketotic or acidotic, and her serum osmolarity is 400.
She's not diabetic, you know.
Well, hyperosmolar hyperglycemic coma is frequently seen in patients who are not aware that they are diabetic. Occasionally, it occurs in patients who are not diabetic. She has a urinary tract infection, possibly pyelonephritis, which I think precipitated her hyperglycemic coma. And she was also hypothermic on admission. This, too, could have precipitated or aggravated the non-ketotic hyperglycemic hyperosmolar coma.
Thank you. This case is now over.